Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. This is David, and I'm calling you from the security team of the Visa and MasterCard, okay? And the reason why I'm calling you up, like this morning, did you make a transaction to overseas for a holiday?
No.
And ma'am, apart from you, like any of your family member or any of your relatives, do you have authorization to use your accounts and your cards, ma'am?
No.
All right. That's the reason, ma'am, because from a different country, IP address network was being used to make this payment. And we got suspicious at the meanwhile when the transaction was being attempted, ma'am. Okay?
Okay. So what bank card was it used on?
It's your ANZ bank card, ma'am.
My ANZ one?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And did you remember, have you been recently visit for a shopping or a grocery, ma'am, and you do give out your details to anyone?
No.
Or like
someone
you have
all...
Like a
sorry?
Parent?
I'm just walking with my children.
Okay. And like, have you ordered something online, ma'am, today?
No.
Like you have visit, any website online, and you put your details, you ordered something over the internet?
No.
All right. Because, ma'am, we are trying to find out exactly who are the people are getting involved in this, and they are trying to shift the IP address of your network, so you might also have not received any email or any transaction notifications yet, right?
Yep.
All right. Ma'am, and apart from this mobile phone, have you used any other device to access your accounts, ma'am?
No. I don't have any devices.
All right. Yeah, and you do use an app on this phone, ANZ app?
Yep.
All right. And you haven't tried to log in also yesterday, like today, right? Around this morning.
I have logged on to check my balances, but that's about it.
All right, ma'am. Because, ma'am, currently you are in Australia, but the location of your mobile phone is showing in a different overseas country, ma'am. So we will just help you to securely check it from your end, okay?
Which country?
It's showing somewhere in overseas United States, ma'am. So we will just help you to check that, so you might get concerned regarding to that, okay?
Yeah.
All right. You got a Google on your phone, ma'am, like a Google or a Safari?
Well, I do have Google, but I'm on a walk at the moment with my children.
Okay, ma'am. So what's the time you will be at, like, back to your home?
Probably about an hour.
All right. It might be too late, ma'am, because there was some also gift card tried to be ordered. So, like, you got, like, earphones, like a Bluetooth?
Yeah, my phone is Bluetooth.
Okay, ma'am. So can you talk to me?
What is the name on the account, though? Because I have two separate ones. One is in my maiden name and one is in my married name. Can you see what account it is so I can check?
Yeah. It's your ANZ Access Advantage account, ma'am. You got an ANZ Access
account? Yeah, I have both, but I have one in my maiden name and one in my married name.
Yeah, it's your married one has been used, ma'am.
So what's my maiden name one?
Yep, it's Campbell.
What's the name, though? Who?
It's Campbell, ma'am.
Mrs. Campbell?
Yeah, do you know anyone by this name?
No.
That's the reason, ma'am, because those people, they have tried to...
Because Mrs. Campbell lives in Victoria, and you rang the mobile number of somebody in New South Wales.
I do understand your concern, ma'am.
No. Are you scamming, or are you from ANZ itself?
Yeah, we are calling you from the ANZ, ma'am. What those people did, they tried to fluctuate your network, and that's the reason all the details have been changed, right? And that's the reason we are ringing you up. Once you check
my name is not Mrs. Campbell. Mrs. Campbell hasn't had this number. I have this number for 16 years.
But people have did everything to you, ma'am. On the security, they have changed the name. They have changed the details. That's what I'm trying to tell you, okay?
So what do I do?
Right. Now, on the Google, you can once check for your IP address. So you might get concerned at what the things those people did behind you, ma'am, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. On the Google, you can check for my 1P address country, ma'am, and have a look. No need to tell me anything. Just check it from your end, ma'am. My 1P address country, okay?
My dog's got ONA or number one?
No, number one, the bigger one. My 1P address country.
Yep.
All right. Now check for that, ma'am. And make sure you don't read out or share any detail over here. Just have a look from your end.
Yep.
Can you see, ma'am? Is it exactly in New South Wales where you are, or it is showing in a different organ, ma'am?
No, it's showing in New South Wales.
Okay. What did you type in on the Google?
My 1P country.
Address country. Type address, then country. My 1P address country.
Yep.
Okay. Now what's showing up to you?
New South Wales.
No, ma'am.
How do you know it's not showing?
Because, ma'am, on the security server of the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security Center, we have get a report like your IP address has been plugged to it. It has been compromised and shifted to a different IP address country, ma'am. Okay.
So what can you see?
We can see, ma'am, it's showing somewhere in United States, ma'am. We have got a report. We cannot see. We have get a report that your IP address is showing in United States. So we are trying to help you to check that, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. Do you have any, like, verification that I don't think that this is a scam, though?
No, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am. I don't want you to read out any information or any of you for the recorded line.
No, but
meanwhile,
what government,
you can get a verification message.
What government agency are you working for?
Portal, ma'am.
What government agency are you working for so I know if this is a pit?
Yeah, you can search Google ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security Center. ACSC Australia.
Can you just verify a few things with that? Like, what's the actual address? To look up for that?
ACSC Australia, ma'am. The headquarters beg your pardon?
What is the email address that I would like, what was the Google address that I would look at to confirm that you are actually not a scam? So you're
That's
saying it's the ACSC homepage, but what is the email? Like, what is the address? And don't just say ACSC.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Have you opened up the ACSC homepage, right?
Yeah, but what is it? Because there's four different ones.
Ma'am, the ACSC headquarters have been situated, it's been located in a different place, right? There is a, and we are calling you from the Melbourne, the headquarters of the Melbourne of the ACSC, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, on the ACSC, ma'am, you can see, once you click on the ACSC page, you can see there cyber security. Report, get alerts, become a partner, right?
Yeah.
And you can see somewhere it also says top three things to protect yourself. Okay?
Yeah.
Where you can see the top three things to protect yourself. These things you need are very important, ma'am. You need to, like, apply them in the near future. You need to follow up these things, this instruction in the near future, ma'am, okay?
Okay, so...
You can see it says update your device to protect your important information, protect your accounts, back up your data, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what we are going to do, ma'am, we are going to report a cybercrime incident that has been tried to be attempted on your behalf on this security portal, right? Can you see somewhere it says report a cybercrime or a cybersecurity incident?
No.
You can see report a cybercrime or a cybersecurity incident.
Yeah. I got report a cyber security incident for critical infrastructure.
Okay.
The one that you want me to click?
No, not that. Look above that. Can you see get alerts on new threats, report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident?
So is this on cyber.gov.au?
No, yeah, ACSC homepage, cyber.au. ACSC, cyber.gov.au. Can you see that, ma'am? The homepage of the Australian. Now, when you click on that page, you can see report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. Now, you are going to report a fraudulent activity on this portal. All right? Now, click on that. An individual, ma'am. Who are you reporting on a behalf of? Okay?
Yep.
You need to select individual, ma'am.
Yeah. It says here, do not report if a physical crime has been committed, such as your debit or credit card or computer has been stolen.
Yeah.
And
below that, what do you see?
Do you want me to download the flyer or do you want me to report the crime?
You are might be on the wrong page, ma'am. Have you clicked on report cyber crime or a cyber security incident?
Yes. So am I reporting this to the police?
No, yeah. The police will be also getting involved, ma'am. You are getting notified to the Australian Federal Police. They will be also involving in this for the investigation purpose to find out exactly the people from where they are. And once they will be, once we will track them, they might be behind the bars, ma'am. Okay?
So you're saying this mobile number?
Yeah.
Is the one that they're using? Just give me 2 seconds. You're saying this mobile number is the one that they're using, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
And you're saying that this person is named Mrs. Campbell.
Yeah, this has been registered. When the transaction was been made, ma'am, they have used this name, Miss Campbell. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
My name is not Mrs. Campbell. And I've had this mobile number for 15 to 16 years.
I do understand.
Mrs. Campbell lives in Victoria.
Ma'am, let me complete. I have heard that this Mrs. Campbell lives in Victoria.
Can you please allow me to finish?
Ma'am, I have already listened to you, ma'am.
What I'm trying to tell you, ma'am.
Okay, go on, ma'am.
Can I talk to a manager or something? Is there someone else I can talk to?
No, you go on, you motherfucker. Ah, that's good.
I go on, motherfucker, huh?
You complete.
I was being very respectful because I've had multiple phone calls for the last 16 years looking for a Mrs. Campbell, even to the point where somebody was in hospital asking, can I please speak to Mrs. Campbell? Because Mrs. Campbell, her emergency contact number was Mrs. Campbell, and I was supposed to be the person. I am not that person. I have never been Mrs. Campbell. I have never been lived in Victoria.
Okay.
Now, you're telling me to report this thing. Now, I don't feel safe enough to report this on her behalf when I am not that person.
No, ma'am. You are getting me wrong. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. You have a bit confused, and that's the reason you are not understanding. The account is yours, ma'am. But when the payment was
authorized... But what is my name on the account?
Yeah,